This land is your land, and this land is my land, from the California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me. As I went a walk in that ribbon of highway, I saw above me that endless skyway, saw below me that golden valley. This land was made for you and me. I roamed and rambled, and I followed my footsteps to the sparkling sands of her diamond deserts. All around me a voice was sounding, this land was made for you and me. When the sun comes shining, then I was strolling, and the wheat fields waving, and the dust clouds rolling. The voice was chanting as the fog was lifting, this land was made for you and me. This land is your land, and this land is my land, from California to the New York Island, from Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me. When the sun comes shining, then I was strolling, and the wheat fields waving, the dust clouds rolling, the voice coming chanting, fog was lifting, this land was made for you and me.
Folk singer and songwriter Woody Guthrie wrote This Land Is Your Land as a musical rebuttal to God Bless America. The public gave the song its own life, and it became an American patriotic standard. Welcome to the second hour of the Music Box, which comes from my house to your radio each week on FM 102.5, The Concert Hall. I'm Mike Duke, and this is Tom T. Hall.
100 children, brave boys and girls. They come from nations all over the world. 100 children marching along. 100 children singing their song.
Don't blow up the world, don't kill all the flowers. Today this is your world, tomorrow it's ours. Leave us pure water and forest uncut. Think of tomorrow, leave something for us. Your God may be dead, but ours is alive. We think without him we cannot survive. Punish all the bad men, praise all the good. Talk to your neighbors about brotherhood.
100 children, brave boys and girls. They come from nations all over the world. 100 children marching along. 100 children singing their song.
Song I was singing one night while I was thinking of wrong and of right. I thought of good things that still could be done. The marchers now number 101.
100 children, brave boys and girls. They come from nations all over. 100 children marching along. 100 children singing their song. 100 children, brave boys and girls. They come from nations all over the world.
guitar.
The piper, he's still piping.
The magic in the music.
The drummer, he's still drumming.
The message in the music.
Sweet songs of loving. You should be singing. So brother, please
hear the call.
From 1970, Kenny Rogers and The First Edition with one of those songs no one has heard in a long time, Heed the Call. We also heard 100 Children by Tom T. Hall. Composer, playwright, and performer George M. Cohan was born on July 3, 1878, although some family members claim his actual birth date was July 4th. In January of 1906, he copyrighted a song for his upcoming Broadway musical, George Washington Jr. The song was recorded by Billy Murray on February 6th, and the musical premiered in New York City the same week. Cohan himself was the star and highlight of the show as he danced around the stage waving a flag and singing the song you're about to hear. I'll finish this story after you hear the Billy Murray recording of the song as it was originally written and entitled Grand Old Rag.
There's a feeling comes a feeling and it sets my brain a-reeling when I'm listening to the music of a military band. Any tune like Yankee Doodle simply sets me off my noodle. It's that patriotic something that no one can understand. Way down south in the land of cotton, melody untiring, ain't that inspiring? Hurrah, hurrah, we'll join the Jubilee, and that's going some for the Yankees by gum. Red, white, and blue, I am for you. Honest, you're a grand old rag. You're a grand old rag, you're a high-flying flag, and forever in peace may you wave. You're the emblem of the land I love, the home of the free and the brave. Every heart beats true under red, white, and blue, where there's never a boast or brag. But should old acquaintance be forgot, keep your eye on the grand old rag.
I
I'm no cranky hanky panky. I'm a dead square honest Yankee, and I'm mighty proud of that old flag that flies for Uncle Sam. Oh, I don't believe in raving. Every time I see it waving, there's a chill runs up my back that makes me glad I'm what I am. Here's a land with a million soldiers fast. If we should need them, we'll fight for freedom. Hurrah, hurrah for every Yankee tar and old G.A.R., every stripe, every star, red, white, and blue, hats off to you. Honest, you're a grand old rag. You're a grand old rag, you're a high-flying flag, and forever in peace may you wave. You're the emblem of the land I love, the home of the free and the brave. Every heart beats true under red, white, and blue, where there's never a boast or brag. What should old acquaintance be forgot? Keep your eye on the grand old rag.
Although the musical George Washington Jr. and Billy Murray's recording of Grand Old Rag were both big hits, the song quickly created a political uproar for George M. Cohan. Many critics, military veterans, and others complained that "You're a Grand Old Rag" was disrespectful. The American flag, they said, should not be referred to as a rag. Cohan explained that the original lyric came from an encounter he had with a Civil War veteran who was holding a neatly folded but very ragged old flag. During their conversation, the man turned to him and said, "She's a grand old rag." Cohan thought it was a great line and used it. So many groups and individuals objected to it that he switched the words and renamed the song, "You're a Grand Old Flag." The song was then copyrighted with its new name and lyrics, and the sheet music was reprinted. "You're a Grand Old Flag" was hugely popular and became the first song from a musical to sell over 1 million copies of sheet music. Ironically, at least one critic felt that the musical was too patriotic. "You can please some of the people, some of the time, etc., etc." I don't have a recording of George M. Cohan singing the song, but here's James Cagney with a medley that includes the song as we know it, "You're a Grand Old Flag."
And it sets my brain a-reeling when I listen to the music of a military band. Every tune like Yankee Doodle simply sets me off my noodle. It's that patriotic something that no one can understand.
Way down south in the land of cotton,
melody untiring, it's so inspiring.
Hurrah, hurrah, we join the jubilee.
And that's going some for the Yankees, by gum. Red, white, and blue, I am for you. Honest, you're a grand old flag. You're a grand old flag. You're a high-flying flag. And forever in peace may you wave. You're the emblem of the land I love, the home of the free and the brave. Every heart beats true under red, white, and blue, where there's never a boast or brag. But should old acquaintance be forgot, keep your eye on that grand old flag.
Rally round the flag, let us rally round the flag.
We took the red from the flame of dawn, the dawn of a new nation. And the white was the white of the snow at Valley Forge. The blue was the blue of the free, open sky. And the stars were the 13 sisters by the sea who built their home and called it liberty.
To symbolize a spirit.
Right.
The spirit of freedom.
Right
the
again.
The spirit that gave birth to America.
Save up the day. James Cagney with You're a Grand Old Flag. The Music Box continues with record producer, television sing-along show host, and classically trained oboe player Mitch Miller, who was born on July 4, 1911 in Rochester, New York. Here's one of his most famous recordings from 1955, which was also used in the movie Giant in 1956, The Yellow Rose of Texas.
Grand
Don Robertson with a good song for a holiday, The Happy Whistler. Before that, we heard The Yellow Rose of Texas from Mitch Miller. I'm Mike Duke. The Music Box will return from my house to your radio with more of the music of America and another birthday after this concert hall intermission.